So, video two, you're under attack. You're under attack by the psychopath. You're under attack by the devil. You're under attack by the lies of the system. You're under attack by the education, the medical. The whole system is attacking you. You're under attack by your own flesh mind, the old Adamic nature. You're under attack by bloodline programs. You're under attack by culture programs. You're under attack on every side. So my only suggestion could be to pray, run to God, start to be your own doctor, study the food, don't listen to, I mean, think about it. I've talked to enough nurses in my lifetime that the nurses just believe what they were taught in medical school, and they don't question it. They don't do their own experiments. And after they get out and they realize something ain't right, then they start to research and they say, oh, everything I was taught in medical school is an upside down pyramid. Seriously. Now, some nurses are still asleep. You know, they've been a nurse forever and they just follow whatever the system says and they're asleep. They're still sleeping. They're blind. If all you have to do is go to YouTube and type in Dr. Berg, B-E-R-G, and listen to him. And study the keto diet. I'm not saying you have to be 100% keto, but study it for a while and learn what it is. Try it for a month. Try it for a week or 2 months. And then you can go back to normal, but see if you don't feel better on the keto diet. Sugar, you know sugar's killing you. Everybody knows that. It's your enemy. You're under attack by the chemicals in the food and everything. So we talked about Bill Gates already, how he's a psychopath. And everything he's saying doesn't make sense because he's trying to... I mean, think about Dr. Fake when he said, wear the mask, don't wear the mask, wear the mask, don't wear the mask. How was Dr. Fake getting rid of the virus, taking out people? Every doctor under the sun will tell you, you need to breathe oxygen to get healed. Why do you think they have oxygen tents? It's part of the healing process. If they want to block your oxygen, they're trying to take you out. If they want to cut down all the trees, they're trying to take you out. If they want to spread mosquitoes around, they're trying to take you out. Everything they're doing to save the planet doesn't make sense, except for the fact they're taking you out, and in their mind, they're saving the planet. They're psychopaths. They're a eugenics cult. It's a death cult. Because if they believe if they reduce the population from the useless eaters, and most people are useless eaters, I hate to say it, but God is trying to save people, you know? God is trying to save the useless eaters to make them useful. And a lot of people get saved out of being a useless eater. God uses the weak things of the world to confound the wise. Yeah, there's some... We were useless eaters till we got saved. Yeah, we can admit that. But thank God we got saved. Now we don't have to be useless eaters. We can help others and serve. But these psychopaths, which we were all headed towards, we were all headed towards the Bill Gates psychopathic mind till God reached in and saved us. We were all narcissistic. We were all psychopathic. We were all sociopathic. Why do you think your mama had to spank you? Why do you think your daddy had to spank you? Why do you think they had to discipline? Why do you think there's people getting fired on jobs? Why do you think there's problems with psychopathic CEOs everywhere? Why do you think that the corporations are run by psychopaths a lot of times? Because everybody's a psychopath unless they get saved. Then they have to renew their mind. If you're a child of the devil, you're a psychopath. If you marry a person who's religious but lost, she's a psychopath. You married a psychopath. But she knows how to talk the talk, so she don't look like one to the average person. If it's all about you, me, 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 self, 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 you're a psychopath. The system is trying to make you psychopathic because it's a death cult. It's the flesh mind, and it's a mirror image of the old Adamic nature. But those who get saved are not of this place anymore. And so, because it is a death cult and you get saved, you get persecuted because you're not from here. You're extraterrestrial. You're not from here anymore. You're spirit being now. Walking around in a flesh body. Spiritual, but walking around in a flesh body. So the new thing that they're playing on everybody across the whole globe, or the whole world, or the whole whatever it is, flat earth, concave, hollow earth, round earth, holographic, whatever it is, hollow earth, holographic earth, video game, whatever it is, because you know you can't trust NASA. They got a snake coming out of their logo, snake tongue coming out of their logo, double tongue snake, right? So you can't trust NASA, because they tell you in their logo that they're a snake. So you can't trust NASA. So whatever you're in, it's the natural. And the natural mind cannot receive the things from God, from above. The natural mind is spiritually discerned. That's why most people follow Bill Gates, and most people follow the boxes and the systems and the programs and the TV shows, and they know that. They know that. The reason they're following the psychopaths is because they're psychopathic. They can't see the lies. But anyway, the game that they're playing across the whole globe or whatever it is cognitive dissonance right now. Cognitive dissonance. They're messing with you. They're giving you conflicting information. That one conversation I had with somebody from Jamaica was pretty much amazing that this guy, I don't even think he was saved, he might have been, but we didn't get into that. But it was amazing he could see the program and in people, because he traveled the world. He said most people running on a program. And I had said it and he agreed with it, but he was saying it in a different way. So yeah, most people are running on a program and they don't even know it. All of us were born that way. And the way that you wake up, I told him, I said, the way that you break the program is you look at other people and you say, okay, they're running on programs. So then you take yourself out of yourself and look at yourself running on programs. That's the only way to break it. I have to admit you run on a program. If you can look at everybody else and see everybody else on a program, you have to admit you have programs. So you watch yourself. You watch your words. You watch your thoughts. You watch your actions. You watch your habits. You watch your routines. You watch your patterns, and you see your own patterns that are run on a program, and that way you can break free from the program. So if you have bad habit patterns, it's a program. Why would you want to hurt yourself? It's a program. Think about it. Why do you want to hurt yourself? It has to be something programmed into you, because nobody wants to hurt themselves, you would think. But people do it all the time. Everybody used to go out and drink because of Bud Light commercials or Budweiser commercials. Now, I'm sure it's another drink. They go out and party. Why would you want to spend money and party and hurt yourself because of some beer commercial? Because you've been programmed to believe that that was happiness, you know. The program. But the program is supposed to be pro-G-RAM. Pro-G-RAM. Towards G. Pro-G-RAM. Towards G. What is G? Golgotha, the cross. Number seven, it is finished. Actually, it's all finished. It is finished. It's completely finished. Every problem you face, there's a solution. You just have to step into it by faith. The solution was there before the problem appeared. You just have to step into it by faith. Do you hear me? Can anybody hear me? I know it's hard when you're in the middle of the problem to see it. That's why you have to have faith. It's hard to see it, I know. You gotta have faith. You gotta pray. You gotta ask, seek, and knock. There's only one way out, and that's Jesus. This place is nothing but decay and lies and upside. You know, if the god of this world is the devil, everything that every person who's in his system, promoting his system, is a liar. Do you hear me? They're all liars. They're all con artists. They're all scammers. All of them. Don't think they're not. They're good. They're really good. I had some Jezebel women fool me for a long time, many times, many of them. They all had smooth tongues. They knew how to fool you. They knew how to get in the door. They knew how to get you to ask them to marry you when it was them wanting to marry you, but they wanted you to believe that it was you wanting to marry them. Do you even understand what I just said? The Jezebel spirit is so slick that it'll convince you that you want to be married to her, but it's actually her wanting to marry you, but projecting it to make you think you want to marry her when it was all fake reality to begin with. It was all fake. The whole thing was fake. There's no way she could have followed through on what she promised. There's no way. There was no benefit. There was no helper. There was no help meet. It was all selfish. But she convinced every one of them, every Jezebel spirit, they convince you of the. So it's a narcissist. It's the same thing as a narcissist. They convince you of the lie because you wanted to believe the lie. So they gave you the lie that you wanted to believe. Do you hear what I'm saying? So you can't really blame them. They're just slick talkers. You have to look at your own heart and say, why did I believe the lie? Why did I eat the fake steak? And that's like, why are we eating fake food? So when you get sick and go to the hospital, they're going to give you fake drugs. And the solution was just eat the right food, not the fake food, you know? The whole thing's messed up. The good thing about it is when you study decode, just be who you are in the now, where you're at. Wherever you are, there you are. Just be in the now. Live in the present moment. Live in the now. Live in the now.